is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Supreme Court building?
That's correct.
Yes, my name is Milton Fludgecow, and I am the representative for the singer Sade.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Sade?
No, I don't know that person. Yeah, other policemen might know him, but I don't know that person.
Well, Sade is the internationally famous superstar singer, and she's supposed to be in court today. She's the one that yelled and screamed at the officers and, you okay. know, was weaving and swerving.
So what do you want to know about her?
I'm her lawyer.
Yeah, sir.
She can't make it.
She can't make it today?
No, she's got a nail appointment.
Yeah, please call back about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? No, listen here. What's your name?
I said, please call back about 9 o'clock. I can put you on to IR authority.
I understand
that.
But listen, I want to offer money. I want to bribe somebody. I got serious cash for the judge.
Yeah.
I got like $8,000 to have the judge do things my way. I got $1,000 in it for you.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I'm offering you cash to drop the kids. And that Sade can't make it because she has a nail appointment and she's got the bad case of the squirts.
What case is that, Charles?
The squirts.
Well, I'm not the arresting officer.
Okay, well, listen, I got cash coming out the wazoo. I'm ready to pay everyone off. All right, got $1,000 for you just for picking up the phone. How about that?
Yes.
You like that, huh?
You have the grand to give me?
Yes.
So how would I receive that?
I'll do it later today.
Can you reach here by about 9 o'clock this morning?
Yes. I'll come up. I got a bag of loot.
My name is Bogle.
Oh, good. Okay, I will see you at 9 o'clock. Let's just get this whole Sade thing thrown out, okay?
I am Bogle, right?
Yes,
you
I will.
You Bogle?
Yes, Bogle.
Yes.
I will see you at 9 o'clock.
So please come and ask for Mr. Bogle, right?
Absolutely.
And I will talk to you and talk to other people, right?
Absolutely. Get the hand out. I got some money for you.
So, if we reach here at the Supreme Court?
Yes.
By 9 o'clock and after Mr. Bogle, all right?
I will see you there. I'm going to have a wheelbarrow full of money.
So, you will come 9 o'clock after Mr. Bogle?
Yes.
9 o'clock, all right?
Yes.
This morning.
Bogle, I'll see you this morning, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock this morning,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What's your name again?
My name is Milton Fludgecow, attorney at law.
Okay, ask for Mr. Bogle, all right?
Mr. Bogle.
Yes, sir.
I will see you.
Come ask for Mr. Bogle, all right?
Yes, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Nine o'clock. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Oh, you
oh, my God. What did you just do?
Damn it.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Fester.
I can't put on my headphones.
You got to get a picture
what
of this.
What did you do, Froggy?
Hold on. I'll put your headphones on. Hold on.
Put my headphones
MJ
on, please.
MJ's coming around the mic, putting Froggy's headphones on right now.
Froggy, that is your karma for sending that text message that caused me to go to work on Monday. This is what you get.
Oh, my God.
Just put, don't touch MJ. Don't touch
him. Damn it.
Hold your hand up. Let me see this hand of yours.
Froggy is covered with spray paint. Froggy's hand is covered with like a teal
colored spray paint. What did you just... Listen, I'm supposed to talk about memories
here. Sorry, I messed up again.
What did you just do?
What does this look like to you? What does this look like?
Let me see this thing.
Looks kind of like a...
All right, Froggy just handed me a can.
What does that look like to you?
Industrial Choice by Rust-Oleum. Precision line inverted marking chalk.
I didn't read all that. Just glance at it. What does it look like?
This is a can of spray paint that they use to mark, like, utilities on the street.
Damn it.
Where do you find this?
Yeah, it was just sitting right there by the dispenser for hand sanitizer. I thought it was sanitizing spray.
You know what? You're the same type of person who would spray Gorilla Glue in your hair.
I mean, it's not far off, Roxanne.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was antibacterial spray whatever.
Where is all of the... Is it just on your hand?
It's on my hand. It's on my sweater a little bit. I sprayed it on my hand to wipe it and give my hand a wipe.
So you thought that this was...
Doesn't it look at it. From afar, doesn't it look like sort of a aerosol... Like spray.
All right, first of all.
A cleaner, if you will.
Right, we are rolling MJTV on this, correct, Coop?
Yeah, I'm rolling right now.
All right, I'm going to hold this up to the camera so people can see this. So later on today, folks, as soon as this is posted, afternoon or 1 o'clock, we post video segments from the show. We will post this segment on our website. So this will be on MJTV later on. Froggy, this was where in the...
It was right next to, you know, when you walk by that pool table? I was going to go get some paper, and they have the pump for your hand. They have another thing there for sanitization, and then they have that right next to it. It's almost like somebody put it there as a joke.
All right, Froggy grabbed a can of spray paint, thinking it was like sanitizer or
yeah,
some
I was
kind
just
of a,
douse myself.
Like a disinfectant spray. Now, this is the can of spray paint, an inverted marking paint to mark a pavement.
All right, who uses aerosol disinfectant to clean their hands?
I do.
Hey, stop using all those disinfectants and let your natural immune system work.
And here's a can of surface disinfectant and deodorant that we have in the studio. So you're saying you confuse these?
I just grabbed it and I went, I'm just going to douse my hands and clean them up real good because I touched disgusting stuff around here. Door handles, pool balls.
Froggy has...
And then I'm like, why is this sanitizer green?
Son of a... I just got it on my head, too.
Yeah.
No, I didn't... It's 'cause
what you get.
You've got it all over, damn it. You've got it all over the top of the can.
It's all over my hand, too, so...
Yeah, well, what happened was, MJ, he sprayed his hand and then put it in his hand. Now the paint's on top of the can.
Sorry, I made a mess of this show.
Froggy has no idea how to handle a spray paint can.
I'm supposed to talk about... Now I got stuff. It looks like I robbed a bank or something. The dye pack exploded.
This is like when I used to put powder on my junk and I accidentally did the Ajax. Not quite as painful.
Yeah, Froggy once put Ajax down his pants instead of fast acting to neck.
It was Comet, wasn't it?
Comet. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's harsh.
Whatever it was. Frog, you just derailed the whole thing.
Sorry, this sucks.
I was going to talk about memories here.
Coop, give me something to wipe my hands with.
Yeah, me too. I've got...
Come on, Coop!
So I touched Froggy's can and there's paint all over the top of
what
the
is he going to bring out? Paint thinner? I mean, you guys are screwed until the next commercial break. You got to scrub it off.
This is some fast drying stuff.
That's kind of the point of spray paint. It dries quickly.
I look like I just, well.
Can you hold it up to the camera? Hold it up.
It's like me and the Incredible Hulk had a fun time.
Oh, my God.
It's like you and Kermit the Frog when you get ice cream.
I've never heard of anyone using an aerosol can.
It's just something I would do to
room disinfectant to then spray it on your hands.
I do it with the can in here. I do it with Windex, too.
The skin on your hands is just going to fall off.
Looks like Froggy and the Grinch just did a little Netflix and chill.
All right. folks, breaking news. Froggy's doused in paint. Now I've got paint on my
hand. I got it on my pants now.
You're screwed. You're just screwed.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Hoop, our producer, who is, 23 years old, right, Coop?
Yes, I'm 23.
Now, you were off on Thursday and Friday. You had a fill-in helping produce the show on Thursday and Friday. And that's because you and friends, or was it just you?
Nope, me and friends, roommates, and guys I went to school with.
And you headed down to the Florida Keys.
That's right, all the way down south.
And you drove all the way down.
Yeah, it was like six and a half hours,
seven
hours. We had three people in the car, so it wasn't that crowded.
That's a miserable drive, man. I'm sorry.
There's nothing on Alligator Alley.
No.
Not even alligators.
No. You can stop at the Indian reservation, you know, in Immokalee, right? Is that where it is?
Right in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just that. I hate that drive.
That's the best place to get gator jerky.
Gator jerky in Immokalee?
They've got great football there, too. Right,
so you are in the car. You're driving down to Key West. That was final destination?
Yep, all the way down.
Where do you guys stay? Some budget hotel?
Yeah, some hotel off of Duval Street, a couple blocks away.
How many rooms did you guys have?
One.
The reason why I asked that is that's what I figured. So who? You had people sleeping on the floor?
Yeah, we had four beds, four single beds, and six guys. So we had to bring an air mattress. We had to sneak an air mattress in.
Oh, great.
Save that money.
All right, now, this was a little bit embarrassing, correct?
Well, yeah, I feel a little lied to, actually. I feel betrayed.
Why do you feel lied to?
By the music we play on this radio station, I feel betrayed.
All right, Coop. Whoa. Our 23-year-old producer, feels betrayed by the music we play on Q105 as he headed to the Florida Keys for a long weekend. And what exactly about the Q105 music betrayed you?
There's a certain song that we play a lot, but it's a great song. This one right here.
Yeah. Beach Boys.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on.
Yeah.
All real places.
By the way, Ted, I think this counts as a song.
Well. Yep, I was there.
There's a place called Kokomo.
All right, is there
not a place called Kokomo.
What? Really?
So you actually thought that off the Florida Keys there's a place called Kokomo?
Yes. Okay, listen, I'm not good at geography, but all of those places that the Beach Boys talk about are real. So when I went down to Key West.
Yeah, all right, hold on. Let me hit it again. All right, hang on. Let's listen here.
Aruba, yep. Jamaica. Yep. Ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda,
sure.
Bahama.
Yes, all those are real. You're 100% right. So all of those places in the song are correct. Now you want to keep track again? Here, let's count one more time. So yes,
Aruba.
Yes, Aruba.
Real location.
Yep.
Jamaica's
real.
Yes, very real.
Ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda,
real location.
Yeah, the triangle.
Bahamas, real location.
There we go.
Key Largo, northern part of the Keys. Absolutely. John Pennekamp area, right? And
Montego
is Montego Bay. That's Jamaica, right? Montego?
Sounds about right. Sounds real.
All right,
Baby, why don't we go Jamaica?
Yep. All right. And
off the Florida Keys.
Real.
There's a place called Kokomo.
No, there's not. There's not a place.
There's not a place
but
called
Kokomo. But it does sound like they're selling it very specifically.
I mean, they might as well give a specific street address. They're so specific.
I looked so dumb, you guys. I asked about 10 people where Kokomo was. After the first two locals, I was like, hey, how do you guys get to Kokomo? And they laughed, and I was like, wow, I must have some of my teeth. And by the fifth person, someone had to go like, dude, Kokomo's not real. I was like, no way.
Oh, that's hysterical. So you thought, what, you take a boat to Kokomo or something?
Yeah, it sounded relaxing. I wanted to get away.
That's where you want to go to get away from it all.
Yes, exactly. Hey, write the lyrics.
Hey, where's the excursion boat to Kokomo? We want to go to Kokomo for the afternoon.
No, Dry Tortugas. No, we don't want to go there. We want to go to Kokomo.
We want a tropical drink melting in your hand.
That's hysterical. So who finally told you that there's no place called Kokomo and that all the other geographical locations in the Beach Boys song are real except for Kokomo?
Some guy at this place called Hog Heaven, some bar down the Keys.
Oh, God.
That's hysterical.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The bee thing, I've got a beekeeper on hold. All right, hang on.
Come on.
Yeah, look at this. Hi, good morning. It's MJ. This is Q105. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Alicia Bixler with How's Your Day, Honey?
Oh, Alicia, are you a professional beekeeper?
I am, in the Pinellas County area.
All right, I live in South Tampa, and I think I've got thousands and thousands of bees in an overhang at my house. How do I get rid of these things? Because I don't want to hurt the bees. I want to keep the bees because bees are very important.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I do. I am a bee removal service. So I would come and put your bees in a box and then take them to one of my apiaries in town and take care of them.
Okay. Now, it's like probably 25 feet off the ground. Do you have a ladder?
I do.
All right, now what happens if they found a little tiny crack in this? I've got this overhang, and it kind of has some, like, nice wood on the side. How are you going to get in that little crack to get them out?
Yeah, is that a soffit area?
No, the soffit is on the top of the house where the roof comes down. It's sort of like an overhang, a decorative overhang with, like, big corbels.
Okay, I'm trying to picture it, so I'm hoping they didn't go inside, because then you're...
Oh, no, they're inside. I'm telling you right now, the bees are inside.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you usually have to cut that open. Did they just
move in? Son of a bitch! What? Say it again?
Did they just move in?
I don't know. I just was alerted. The neighbor told me I got a whole swarm of bees, and then I went outside. This is not a spot that I... On my house, it's not a spot that I typically gaze at. So
I bet they just moved in. I'm getting a lot of calls. It's swarm season right now, so bees are looking for new homes.
All right, so what do I do?
Well, you could do something. If you don't want to cut that area, you could trap them out. You put a trap out, and you put it over their hole, and then you put a bait box up on, you know, the roof or wherever.
Now, what if they just use my soffit for a little bit of time? Are they going to leave on their own, or are they going to, like...
Not likely.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Is it illegal?
They'll pack hundreds of pounds of honey in your wall.
Sounds delicious.
Well, the good news is the outside wall is concrete. It's total block concrete. So they're not in the wall because this is a decorative item that's just attached to the concrete wall. So they're totally exterior. They're not getting inside the house.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to kill bees? I'm sorry.
Take a look.
Say it again, Roxanne.
Is it illegal to kill bees? A lot of texters are saying it's illegal to kill bees.
It's not illegal to kill bees. If you have to hire professional pest control to kill them.
Yeah, I don't want to kill. I don't want to kill them. I want to remove the bees because I understand, like, colony collapse disorder and all that. All right, hang on. I'm gonna put you on hold and I'm gonna get your number. Okay.
Is it your picture on your website, ma'am? Is that your picture?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is that your picture on the website of you, like, with
That's
the...
That's me. Yeah.
You should definitely hire her. She looks great.
Froggy, will you stop?
No, she looks good at her job.
Get the number. And then, Fessy, you found some, like, Clearwater Bee Institute? What did you find?
Yeah, apparently there's, like, a bee preservation society in Clearwater.
Is it true that a bee's butt falls off when they sting you?
I don't know. I got options, I guess.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
New research finds that you're better off quitting at six cups. University of South Australia. This is in Adelaide. And see, I thought that drinking too much coffee, when I saw that it can raise the amount of fat in the drinker's blood, I'm thinking, you know, all the coffee creamer that you put in there or fresh cream, which is high in fat. No, apparently there's a chemical in the coffee and has nothing to do with the dairy and the fat. You ever hear of cafestrol or cafestol? C-A-F-E-S-T-O-L. So cafestol.
Yeah, cafestol. I know all about
no,
it.
No, you
yeah.
don't.
And
yeah.
when you drink six cups, something not good is going to happen. That's exceeding in moderation.
Cafestol, listen to this. Cafestol is mainly present in unfiltered brews like French press, Turkish and Greek coffees, but it's also in espressos and lattes and cappuccinos.
All right, 6 cups of any of those coffees seems like a little bit excessive.
Yeah. There is no or very little cafestol in filtered and instant coffee, so with respect to the effects on lipids, those are good coffee choices. So there are some coffees, like the ones I listed, that have this cafestol. Other coffees do not have high levels, but they're saying that too much of those types of coffee is bad for the heart. So just the regular normal like coffee that people drink in America, is that okay?
From what you're saying, it sounds like the coffee I get at the Wawa, it sounds like it's fine because it's brewed. It's not like some fancy French press. They don't have like the Turkish coffee pump.
Unfiltered.
Cafestol-less.
Yeah, exactly.
How about a Cafe Bustelos? How's that? That's my favorite. I have about 7 to 8 a day.
Well, I think that might be excessive.
I need it to stay awake and work.
But also, I would imagine that all of the coffee creamer, if you're using...
No.
But also, wasn't there a deal some years ago? I don't know if they still do it, but the powdered creamer that people would use, like, in the office?
No, cancer
creamer.
Yeah,
that's kind of bad for you.
Yeah, wasn't that, like, filled with some kind of, like, an aluminum anti-caking agent?
Yeah, so and it didn't talcum powder, too.
Strychnine.
There was no talcum powder in coffee creamer. What are you talking about?
I think she's saying talcum powder has the same kind of deadly stuff
as the Johnson & Johnson. I wonder, what happens if you use coffee creamer in your crotch area?
You know,
instead of the Johnson's and now they took that off the market, right? Johnson's baby powder is off. Johnson & Johnson, that's off the market, right?
I haven't seen it lately.
Yeah, I think it's off the market because of the whole cancer deal.
I did accidentally put Ajax down there once, and it does not feel good.
I'm sure you did, Froggy. But with the whole coffee creamer thing, I remember years ago that they used some kind of an aluminum derivative in coffee creamer, the powdered crap like Coffee Mate that came in. I don't know if they still use it, but wasn't there some kind of scare that the aluminum in your coffee creamer was giving you Alzheimer's disease or something,
sure,
right?
Sure.
What?
And aluminum in your deodorant, too.
That's another deal.
Yes.
Right, but that is also, I believe,
or antiperspirant.
That's an antiperspirant. The aluminum, yeah, I've heard that as well, which...
Everything's bad for you when you have too much of it. Did you also see something with the coffee about... You started to see something about brains, too.
Yeah. And then a whole other study is caffeine changes your brain, but it will not ruin your sleep. People think that if you drink too much coffee, the caffeine's going to keep you awake. But I guess this study says it's not. But when you drink coffee, it changes your gray matter in your brain.
What?
Is that the story about it affects memory?
It can, yeah. And gray matter is part of the central nervous system, consisting mostly of cell bodies or nerve cells, blah, blah, blah. And when you drink a lot of coffee, it alters your gray matter. I guess it disappears. And then when you stop drinking the coffee, your gray matter says, hey, I'm back.
You know, I did an experiment on myself a couple weeks ago. You guys don't even know. And I just drank.
What are you, Mengele? What are you, Dr. Mengele over here? I did an experiment on myself last week.
Well, I just drank tea, green tea, instead of my usual cup of coffee.
Right.
And guess what?
My memory
was better, but my reaction time was slower.
Tell me about the science here. How is this a scientific study? Roxanne, I'm going to be honest. You come up with some kooky stuff. You believe in some kooky stuff.
But
I don't think that this was even remotely a scientific
study. This was scientific because now I'm back to coffee and I blurt things out quicker. My reaction time is better and it's usually wrong information.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The question is, Do any of our listeners sleep in separate bedrooms in an otherwise decent relationship? We asked the room. We all sleep with our spouses or our spouses or, in Roxanne's case, fiance. Some of the reasons that people do sleep in separate bedrooms include like restless leg syndrome and snoring and parasomnia, frequent trips to the bathroom, waking up your spouse in the middle of the night. All right, right to the phones on this. One in four allegedly sleep in separate bedrooms, separate beds. All right, let's hit phones. Aaron's in Tampa. Aaron, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Go ahead. What's your situation sleeping with your husband?
My mother and my stepdad, happiest couple you could ever meet, laugh constantly, separate bedrooms. My husband and I, happy, love him, wish I could have a separate bedroom, maybe even if it was just three or four nights a week, but he would never, ever, ever go for that. We've already talked about it.
Wow, and why do you want a separate bedroom? Is he a bad sleeper?
He has restless leg, but that's not the only reason. I want to watch what I want to watch falling asleep, so it's always the compromise, and it's usually something I don't want to watch. So I would just love a few nights a week.
All right, give me an example. What does he want to watch that you don't want to watch, and what do you want to watch that he doesn't want to watch?
I love Dateline, Forensic Files, that kind of stuff. He hates it. In fact, he'll be like, I can't believe you're watching this.
Yeah, nothing like a good murder show before you go to sleep.
Good night, honey. See you later. Does he kick you when he's sleeping?
And then he loves Rick and Morty and stuff like that.
Oh, God. Froggy's got a good question about his restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, how many times has he kicked you? Ever kicked you in the face or anything?
No, but he gets up on the floor, gets back on the floor to go to the bed, then goes to another room.
Oh, so poor guy.
It's kind of an all night, so I just sleep so good.
Aaron, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening.
His legs need their own room.
Mary's in Zephyr Hills. Mary, MJ Morning Show. You're on Q105. One in four couples apparently sleep in separate beds. Is that you?
Yes, definitely.
Why?
He has a bad back, and he needs a really, really... He had a piece of plywood on his side of the bed.
Oh.
And we have a separate bedroom that has a real firm mattress, so he sleeps on that. He sleeps better.
Sleeps on plywood. Honey, where's my 2x4? I want to take a nap.
Oh, my God. I got to grab line four. Hold on a minute. Linda's in St. Petersburg. Linda, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Do you sleep in separate beds?
I got you topped. We sleep. He has a camper in the back part of the property, and I sleep in the house.
That's right. He's a man after
my
own heart.
And it works out so much better.
That's perfect.
God, he sleeps in the backyard in a camper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Good night, honey. I'm going out to the Holiday Rambler.
Oh, my God. All right, thanks for the call, Linda. That's amazing. How long you been married?
34 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
Holy.
Robin's in Hudson. Robin, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Do you sleep separately from your husband?
Yes, I sure do. He is a big-time snorer. He rumbles the rafters, man. The neighbors complain.
Mm.
Wow. And we will celebrate 31 years of marriage in 2 days. Love each other to death. We only sleep in separate rooms. The kids moved out about 10, 12 years ago, so we got plenty of bedrooms, too.
Gotcha.
You just want quality sleep. There That's what go. All these callers are saying.
All right, one more call. We could do these all day. Mary is in Bradenton. Mary, last caller. Do you sleep apart from your husband?
No, I must be the minority. I absolutely cannot sleep without my husband, and he does not sleep well when I'm not at home. Sometimes I have to travel for my job, and... We just don't do it well without each other.
Aww.
Now, look at that. I thought we'd end it on a high note. Thank you, Mary. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the show.
That's what he has the mistress for. Yeah. Fill in your spot.
All right. She's going on a work trip.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Brandon, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
You were purchasing a car for your older daughter, correct?
That's right.
And you found the car that you wanted. Now, how did you find this particular dealership and put two and two together that you were going to buy the car from this dealer?
Well, you know, I do a lot of research, so I was trying to find the best deal I could, and I found what I thought was a 2018 BMW hardtop convertible, and it was a great deal. So that's why I went to that particular dealership.
All right, so you were doing research, you found the car, and were you searching online, and you found it at this dealership, right?
Right, right.
All right, so the dealership was Tyrone Mazda. So this is Tyrone Mazda, and this is not a Mazda. It was a different brand of car. So you make the deal, and it turns out that this was not a car on the lot that they were advertising the car, but apparently they were getting it at, or they secured it at auction, right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. The car wasn't there yet.
Okay, car wasn't there yet. He says, we want this car. It was a good price. So you go to the dealership and you cut the deal. You buy the car. And while you're actually at the dealership, the truck comes in with the used car on the truck, bringing it to the car dealer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's great timing.
You buy the car. You drive off with the car. Your daughter gets the car, you actually put some new tires on the car, and then you take it to the BMW dealer for just, a checkup? Why did you take it to the BMW dealer?
Just wanted to tune it up a little bit, make sure everything was working right.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a used car, you just give it a thorough service.
So now listen to this. So when he takes the car to the BMW dealer, they're doing the key fob check and the VIN check and everything. And, you know, what happens when you put the key fob in at the dealership, it reads all the information on the car. There's a discrepancy. So the service writer comes to you and says, sir, Brandon, apparently your new car here, your new used car, has two different VIN numbers, right?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't there. He called me on the phone. He's like, You have a problem here. You have two different VIN numbers on your car.
What does that mean?
Two different vehicle identification numbers.
Yeah, I know what a VIN is, but every car has just one.
Right, exactly. Every car has...
Yeah, but he was super excited because he figured it out himself.
All right. Now, this is crazy. So he goes to the engine, and apparently, the original factory VIN was, ripped off?
Well, so the VIN number that was on the engine matched the VIN number that was in the windshield, except he saw that the VIN number on the windshield looked funny. So
yeah, if you look at your windshield, if you look at the lower left corner, if you're inside the car, or the lower right corner, if you're outside the car, look in the bottom of the glass and you'll see there's a little cutout for the VIN number. So what did he discover?
He thought it looked funny. So he took a piece of paper and slid it down in there. And he found that the VIN number that was showing was actually on a piece of paper covering the original VIN number.
So somebody tried to, fake the VIN number by slipping a fake VIN number on a piece of paper over the metal stamp VIN number on the windshield.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yep. All right, so...
And then he lifted the hood of the car, and he saw on the engine that the VIN number that was supposed to be there had been, scratched off or removed somehow, and they had stamped in a new the one that was on the piece of paper. They stamped in the other VIN number.
Right, listen, bottom line is, he bought a stolen car for his daughter.
It was hot.
They did all the research, and it turned out this particular BMW was. It was stolen from, you said, Mississippi.
Yeah, and it was a 2017, not a 2018.
So it was even the wrong year, so they made it a year newer to try to get more money for the car. And I guess it was purchased at auction, so the stolen car went to the car auction where Tyrone Mazda had bought the car. It's not really Tyrone Mazda's fault.
They didn't
know.
They
had no idea.
Yeah. So amazing. So the BMW service guy says he's never seen this before, and then the Tyrone Mazda people, they also said what?
They've never seen it in 25 years.
So where's the duplicate VIN number car?
The VIN number that was fake was associated with a car out of Georgia. So actually, a car out there that has that VIN number.
All right, so we've got a Georgia car. We got a stolen original car from Mississippi. So how did you get the stolen car back to Tyrone Mazda?
They took it back. They gave me all my money back. They paid for the tires, for the service over at the BMW dealership. And they also helped me find a vehicle that wasn't stolen. So we got a new car.
They helped you find a vehicle that wasn't stolen.
Tyrone Square Mazda sounds like an awesome dealership.
I love it.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, Fessel, let's go. Let's get the show on the road. Folks, we're putting two eggs inside the microwave. One egg is with the Kansas City Chiefs logo. The other egg has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo. These are taped on as a backup. We've also put the name of each team with Sharpie on each egg. This is being videoed, so this whole video will be available on our website at MJMorningShow.com later on this morning. The eggs are going in now.
All right, I put the Kansas City egg in already.
Okay.
And here's the Tampa Bay egg.
And they will be separated equally.
Right.
All right, make sure they're equal on the platter. Try and
there you go. What do you think?
The distances look good?
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Buck, what do you think? Should we...
No, we're good.
You think we're good?
All right. So,
can you see the logos?
All right. Yeah, see the logos.
All right. Here we go. I'm closing the microwave
Now. The door is closed. There it is. The door is closed.
Okay.
Put 5 minutes on the clock and let it rip. There it is. Folks, you got to get ready to rip that door open, Fester. Who's going to open the minute we hear an explosion?
We got to pop it open.
You got to open the door.
All right. I'll do it.
All right, Froggy, open that door.
Scrizzle!
The microwave. is running.
All right, get ready, Scrizz.
We're waiting for you. You got to get ready,
Scrizz.
Quiet.
Shh. Get ready.
You got to do it immediately.
Get closer, dude.
Yeah, right there. The minute one of the egg pops, you must.
You don't want to see it.
What if the microwave blows up?
Stop it.
You must pull the door open immediately to freeze the action.
Oh God.
Which egg is going to explode first? Kansas City or the Bucks? This determines the winner. Now, that dumb dolphin at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Shut up, man.
Pick the Chiefs.
Weird.
All right, folks.
I think the microwave is going to blow up before the eggs.
Stop it!
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Folks, you just heard it. One of the eggs exploded. One of the eggs is intact.
Fester.
By the way, the smell is always putrid. Fester. Which egg exploded? Which egg survived?
Oh, my God. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers egg has survived. Yeah. 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 Egg
survived.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Look at the microwave.
This is fantastic. Look at this microwave. Oh, my God.
This is incredible.
This egg is delicious. Ladies and gentlemen,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers egg survived. The Kansas City Chiefs egg exploded.
MJ.
Wow.
It's going to be a really close game, though, because look, there's a crack. Right there in the Buccaneers.
Bring that over to Buck. Let Buck get a shot of that. Holy moly.
Look how close the game is
going to
be.
Oh, right. My. All right. Look at the inside of that microwave. That looks like a murder scene. Look.
Wow.
Can you, God. Hey, put that back into the radio station kitchen just like that.
Hang on. Let me do something to it first.
No,
Froggy.
Froggy.
Why are we doing that? The microwave served us well.
Now do it.
The door doesn't close now.
I'm Scrizzle. First of all, I thought you guys wanted me to celebrate that way.
Okay, we'll take another whack at it then, Scrizz.
Scrizzle just took the sledgehammer and smashed the...
Oh, my God.
Yay,
Bucks! Yay! Go, Bucks, go!
Making history.
MJ.
Oh, my God.
Scrizzle smashes the microwave and the door swings open and hits our camera. And Buck, who's our photo guy here, smiling, goes from super pissed in like no second flat.
He's like, sorry, man.
Hey, guys, the sledgehammer was just in case the Buck's egg blew up.
Really?
We were supposed to smash the microwave.
I thought you wanted me to do it.
Only smash the microwave if the outcome was not what we wanted.
Sorry about that.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Truth Booth. We brought Roxanne into the Truth Booth and asked her five questions. The first question was, will you and your fiancé, Doug, be married by the year 2025?
Oh, God. And the answer was...
yes.
Yes! Wow. They will. Wow.
4 years.
Well, how long?
I think
long?
We can get it done
well,
in 4 years.
They've been engagemarated up good now for like 8 years. All right.
What's four and more, really? Yeah. What's four more?
Froggy, next question,
all
please.
All right, now we're getting into more controversial yes. questions. Who does your fiancé, Doug, love more? You, Roxanne, or Derek Jeter?
Now, keep in mind that... Big Doug, Roxanne's fiance's childhood friend, is Derek Jeter. So, who does Roxanne love more?
No, I'm sorry. Who does Doug love more? Let me host the game show, please.
The answer might be the same.
Go ahead.
Who does Doug love more, you or Derek Jeter? The answer, please.
Derek.
Wow! Well, is that true?
Bros before hoes. But I mean, no, that's not really true.
What did you just say?
He's your bro, probably.
Wait, what did you, bro?
Wait, we can't have language that.
Roxanne, please watch your
inappropriate.
Tongue.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. And are you saying that he doesn't love you more? Are you saying that's a lie?
Well, let me ask you, if that was your best friend, who would you love more?
I mean, the mother of my children?
Yeah, maybe. I mean... All right, question number three.
Here we go.
No,
Roxanne was asked in the Truth Booth, what is the worst characteristic? Sorry. The worst characteristic?
Yes.
You noticed MJ has. What's a bad characteristic?
Hold on, I'm getting ambushed now. The worst characteristic that I have? I
mean, there has to be at least one MJ question.
What is the worst characteristic MJ has?
And the answer is...
he never, ever admits that he's wrong.
Whoa! Wow! I agree.
All right.
No. He does not.
Question number four.
There's actually a great reason for that, by the way.
Now we're starting to get deep.
Question
Here we go.
Four.
Roxanne was asked in the Truth Booth, if Fester drops dead, suddenly, would you cry?
Roxanne's answer is...
absolutely not.
Wait a minute. I heard something. Can you play the rest of that clip? What'd she say at the end there?
Hold on. Maybe I need to turn the music down. Let me replay it. Let me turn the music off. Everyone quiet. Listen. The answer was?
Absolutely not. I might laugh.
Wow.
Now, would you put on your old tap dance shoes and tap dance on his grave?
Is that question five?
And finally, question number five.
This is the big one.
Okay.
Roxanne was asked in the Truth Booth, you're in a burning building. You can only save one member of the morning show besides yourself. Who do you save? Answer, please.
Besides myself, I would just save myself. That's all I'm worried about.
Wow!
And there it is, folks.
Groundbreaking stuff. Thank you.
Another edition of... The Truth Booth.
Thank you. My gosh, the audience is really outrageous today.
The audience is going crazy, ladies and gentlemen.
These are terrifying scenarios that you're setting up, Froggy. Brilliant.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Folks, this is very important. This is a medical alert here on the MJ Morning Show. This is a medical alert on the MJ Morning Show. Oh, by the way, we also have a flood warning from Manatee and Sarasota County in effect till 2:27 this afternoon. All right, so medical alert. Doctors want you to stop doing this. What? Do you know what this is? Does anybody know? Am I the only?
I mean, doctors want me to stop doing a lot of things.
Yeah, I realize that.
I mean, let's get things straight.
Your whole life is that.
The doctors stop everything.
This is real. This is a true story. Doctors want people to stop shoving garlic up their nose.
Oh, no way. That works, man. Mm.
This is a TikTok craze right now. What? You know what? TikTok.
I was with you until you said nose.
TikTok is just filled with morons.
It's dumbed us down so bad.
TikTok is the downfall of humanity. There's no doubt about it. So there's a new social media craze, and it's on TikTok. There are multiple videos. One has over 2.1 million views where you shove a clove of garlic up each nostril. And people are saying, oh, yeah, this is good for your sinuses. It's if you're stuffed up, if you have a cold, yeah, you just shove garlic up your nose, just cram it on up there and leave it up there for 5 to 15 minutes. And it'll take care of your sinus or your. I mean, this is idiotic.
And vampires.
And disgusting. It right. Is. No vampires.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Looks like it works.
No, it doesn't.
I bet you it does. No, I put Bengay in my nose.
Yeah.
How'd and he go? Loves it.
It's fantastic. So, folks, don't jam garlic up your nose. Don't be a TikTok moron. And doctors are just warning people. Hey, my brother, when he was a kid, shoved a Lego up his nose. He had to go to the hospital.
So and he loved it there so much, yeah. He said, I'm going to make this my profession.
Yeah, Don't shove crap up your nose, including garlic. Don't be one of these TikTok imbeciles.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Now, let me let Coop tell the story. What happened on your way in today, Coop?
So, I felt so bad. I hit a raccoon this morning.
Oh, God.
It was the worst feeling ever.
Well, I'm sure more bad feelings are on their way.
It was really, really sad. Like, it was really, really sad.
Did you pull over?
Is the raccoon deceased?
Oh, it's, yeah.
You murdered an animal?
You took the raccoon from its family just before Christmas?
The road was not lit. I didn't see it until...
You're a raccoon kid. You know what? It's terrible.
Hold on. You don't know how the condition is because you did not pull over and see, like, the raccoon with four paws up in the air, did you?
It could have been like in Tommy Boy. They hit the deer, and the deer comes alive in the back of the car and shreds the whole convertible top.
Were the little baby raccoons behind it and just saw it get run over and they're like...
No, there was no baby raccoons, but there was two raccoons crossing the road.
And
the first one made it, and then I sadly took the other one.
It was
on 301, so I could not see anything. It was not lit at all.
You couldn't hit the cars really don't do that anymore because of ABS, but you couldn't hit the brakes?
My brakes are bad.
You know,
Have you seen the Coupe Cruiser?
Wait a sec. My brakes are
pretty bad.
You're driving around with a car with bad brakes?
I mean, they're not
Wait a minute. You're admitting that on the air? If you get into a car crash, that's going to be used against you by Morgan & Morgan or the Hernandez Law Firm. Let's go back to the broadcast of December the 12th. What's today?
15th.
December 5th. Let's go back to the MJ Morning Show broadcast in December 15th of 2020. Kyle Cooper. Coop, did you say that your brakes are really bad? This is after you run through a bus stop and take out some nuns.
You'll say, I don't remember.
I would love to answer that question, but I'm going to have to.
Did you admit that your brakes were bad on the MJ Morning Show on December 15th of 2020? Yes or no? Answer my question!
I don't recall. That's going to be my answer.
And they're going to play the tape back. They're going to hear your tone, which was like, brakes are bad.
This is going to live on in the podcast.
Did the first raccoon go?
Did I just incriminate myself? I kind of regret that.
That is called self-incrimination. Yes, Froggy.
I was just wondering if the first raccoon, like, how was his reaction when he saw, like, his buddy Steve get run over? Like, was he like, oh, my God, Steve!
Are you suggesting it was a gay raccoon couple?
Oh, my goodness, Brucey!
All right.
Jeez. You know, I feel absolutely terrible for you, Coop, because that's the worst feeling in the world. It's awful.
In the world. It could have been a kid.
You know who feels worse about the whole thing? The raccoon.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, maybe it was meant to be. Maybe that was a rabid raccoon, and he was going to go bite somebody's animal. And
right. Maybe I saved somebody's life or someone's dog.
Guess what, Roxanne? Good point. Make yourself feel better. It was a rabid raccoon.
There we go.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
It was Cujo the raccoon.
With his family. He was bringing dinner home.
It wasn't God's innocent animal that he put on this earth. It was a rabid.
Had a whole takeout order from Sonny's Barbecue. Bring it home to the kids.
Hey, MJ.
Yeah.
If Coop does the eggnog challenge.
Yes.
Can you get him a brake job for Christmas? I mean, I'll take his car over to my buddy Damien over at Brothers Automotive.
Should we just solicit later on for a brake job for Coop? I mean, let me mark this down. And you know what I thought of? And it's on YouTube, believe it or not. When he said that he ran over a raccoon, I remember this public service announcement TV commercial when I was like 13 years old. This is from 1979. It was like a Forest Service public service announcement on TV, kind of like a Smokey the Bear cartoon. And when he said he hit a raccoon, I thought of Rita.
I am a raccoon. My name is Rita. The forest is my home.
You did not hit a Reba McEntire singing raccoon.
No, it's not Reba.
It's Rita.
It's Rita.
He loves Reba.
It's Rita the raccoon, not Reba McEntire the raccoon.
Although, you know what? That would be beautiful. A nice red raccoon singing beautiful country songs.
Those lyrics are the best. I am a raccoon. My name is Rita. The forest is my home. I'd really like to meet you. Don't play with matches. Next time you see a tree, think of me.
And don't hit me with your crappy car.
Exactly.
Next time you see a tree.
Here comes Coop.
Think of me.
No!
Oh my God!
Oh, Rita.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, did you see the story? When I say F-150, besides the fact that you have owned F-150 pickups, yes, Froggy.
Do we have a, is this a quiz?
Yeah, is this a guessing game that you're going to do?
Because I have an answer.
I just said the answer's F-150 pickup truck.
So I have a guess.
You have Froggy.
In a form of a question, please.
Hey, what is your question?
What is the car that Fester crashed back in the day that the old man said, oh, God?
Well, that is correct.
Yes!
Well,
but not the answer I'm looking for.
That's
not exactly what I'm... The reason why I said F-150 is because I saw a story yesterday. Pickup truck-sized asteroid came within less than 300 miles of hitting Earth on... I guess this was on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on Monday. An asteroid, listen, the story says this. This is why I said F-150. An asteroid roughly the size of a Ford F-150 flew less than 300 miles away from Earth. This was, I guess, over the weekend, setting a record for the closest known asteroid to fly past the planet without hitting it, according to NASA. So my question was, so the story says... An asteroid roughly the size of a Ford F-150. Why didn't they say roughly the size of a Chevy Silverado?
Or a Nissan Frontier?
More like the Titan, I think, Froggy.
Okay, so the Frontier smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a Titan.
Why don't you get with the automotive program over here, tough guy?
I am a Titan owner.
Wait a second.
I have a Titan.
You drive a Titan and you didn't say Titan? You went with the smaller pickup?
Well, because I'm trying to think of those weenies who own the Fords. You know, we're comparing here. The Nissan Frontier is the Ford of the Nissans. You know what I'm saying?
The F-150 is a fine pickup truck, by the way.
Yes, it is.
I don't understand this. So whoever wrote the story said An asteroid the size of a Ford F-150 just missed the Earth last week, as far as in astronomical terms. But why did they say a Chevy Silverado? Why did they say, you're right, a Nissan, but not the Frontier, a Nissan Titan? You've got the Toyota Tundra, right? The Chevy Silverado. You've got the, what is it, the Dodge, the Ram, like 1500, 2500, right?
Yeah, the 15.
Yeah, the 1500, the 20. So why'd they pick Ford F-150?
Because you've heard of asteroid mining. Now there are asteroid sponsorships, and maybe Ford bought an asteroid sponsorship.
Or a Tesla truck.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's because the F-150, is it the best-selling pickup in America?
Yeah,
The number one selling vehicle.
So maybe that's why, because the F-150, I think, is typically the number one selling pickup truck, and it might even be at sometimes the number one selling vehicle in America. Oh, Fester just brought up a list here.
Top 25 selling cars. Number one, the F-150.
Look at that. Number two is the Chevy Silverado.
Ooh. What's the one that ISIS uses?
Look at this. Number three is the Dodge Ram, the 1500, 2500, and 3500. The Toyota RAV4. What year is this? Is this current?
Really? From Car and Driver magazine?
Yeah, I guess so.
Surveys of SUVs in 2020. Yeah. Top ranked sellers.
So number one F-Series pickup, F-150. Chevy Silverado, Ram 1525 or 3500, Toyota RAV4, Honda CR-V, Honda Civic, the Chevy Equinox is number seven.
How is a Honda Civic a truck?
No, these are vehicles. Oh, you haven't seen the Honda Civic four-ton vehicle? the four-ton load-carrying Honda Civic?
I like the ISIS Tacomas they all drive.
With the giant cargo bed in the back. You haven't seen that, Frog?
Love it.
What were we going to say, Roxanne?
I was going to say, I cheated and I looked up F-150 before we went to break because I had absolutely nothing to add in terms of that discussion. and I did find this really cool thing that just came out yesterday. So F-150s, the 2021 version, they convert their seats recline all the way down into a nearly flat surface.
Wow.
Okay, so you can make like a bed out of the
head? You can make a bed.
Wow.
So you can lay flat as the asteroid comes barreling toward Earth and hits you in your F-150.
So you're saying the F-150 is the most conducive homeless vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Look at it.
Vehicle.
Look at that.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
My dad, 78 years old, just got a new Tesla. Brand new Model S. And I had no idea about this. Did you know with a Tesla that you can make your horn do anything you want it to do?
Huh? Oh, that's brilliant.
You can make the horn do anything you want it to do. All you need is an MP3 file that you can download stuff.
The sound.
Yeah, the horn. Beep, beep, beep. The horn on the Tesla.
It's not a beep, beep, beep. It's whatever you want it to be.
You can download an MP3 into the car, and when you hit the horn, you can make it do anything you want.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that great? I'm like, hey, Dad, I got some ideas.
Oh, gosh.
So
what are we going to do?
Well, it's called Dad. I've got a whole bunch of examples.
That'd be good.
What is that?
You don't know what that is.
Oh, Froggy knows what this is.
Is that?
Man, you hear my horn move?
Can you imagine if you push the horn and that comes out?
I'd be horrified. Is that Yoko Ono chanting?
It is. It's Yoko Ono.
Oh my God! How'd I know that?
It is. How about this? What is that? You know that noise? You know the.
Is that what the Law and Order sound?
No.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
No, not that.
Not that.
What's that noise? You know what I'm talking about. What is that?
Air horn? Yes. The scrizzle horn?
Yeah, that thing. But what is that from?
I think it's just an air horn. I don't know.
It's a sound effects library.
Or you push the horn and this comes out. You like that?
That's awesome, because if you're beeping at someone because they cut you off or did something bad, and then they hear that and stops them cold. Like,
your dad does live in South Florida, right?
He does.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He lives in Palm Beach County. How about this? That could come out of your Tesla.
Is there a length?
What?
Is there a length that it has to be? Or
You know what? I don't know. I got to read the owner's manual. Oh, I don't know.
No length.
You just keep beeping however long you want.
Send me the owner's. How about this?
Is that like a Game of Thrones dragon?
No, that's from Carol Baskin's cage.
Oh, it's
a lion.
Tiger.
Yeah, that's yeah, Carol Baskin. How about this one here? This is a great one. Someone cuts you off.
I would never know that these are horns.
Or this.
All right. That's good.
I'd get out of the way for that one.
Or how about this? Oh, my God. Get out of my way.
Holy testicle Tuesday.
Well, on a Tuesday, that
would
work.
What do you think? Yeah, it would. Or if you really want obnoxious.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
You could have your song play that.
I mean, the obnoxious, you could go so crazy.
Or how about this?
You jackass. Jackass.
Was that me? Was that you, Froggy?
Froggy didn't know why I had him record that.
Yeah, just says, go record Jackass. There's one more that would be a good one, I think.
You Jackass. Jackass.
Or this one.
Suck my son of a bitch my
Froggy. Froggy.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
So the Tesla horn, you can download anything you want in it and
suck my
Oh my
son of a bitch mother kill you.
You push your horn and that comes out.
Send that to your dad, that last one. MP3 it to him.
Hey Dad, load this in.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
As I was watching the local newscasts, you know, the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock, going into some of the 7 o'clock casts, and then later on, 10 o'clock news and the 11 o'clock news. And, you know, Channel 28, they went wall to wall. So Channel 28, locally, ABC Action News, they blew out the network programming, which was the NBA game last night. And they did full coverage. What I noticed, and everyone did this, all the channels, news-wise, they would go to reporters beachside at, you know, Clearwater Beach, or and there was really nothing going on. I mean, in the midst of the activity, as we were supposed to see the ramp up, they would go to these live shots, and they would go to reporters that have to cover for like 2-3 minutes, and there's nothing happening. Okay, we got a raindrop over here, or, hey, let's zoom in on the tourists from out of town. They're on their balcony, and they're looking out into the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, hey, one of my strands of hair just blew out of place.
But it was awkward watching, and again, I saw this across the spectrum. And there was no pun intended on Spectrum, you know, Bay News 9. But I saw this across all of the TV channels. They go to their live shot reporters, and there was really nothing major to report. So they're kind of just rambling for like 2-3 minutes about nothing. It's like, my God, I kind of feel bad for you. They're throwing a live shot to you, and there's just no real news to report.
So I'm watching one of the reporters. He's at John's Pass.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
And he's at John's Pass, and he stands on the side where there's not a lot of palm trees. So he has to, let's focus across the water at the palm tree over there.
Okay.
It's blowing.
Look, hold on. I think I just saw that palm frond move. Hang on, hold on. Let me ask my camera guy, Chet.
No.
Hey, Chet, did you see the palm frond move a little bit?
Just a little bit.
But it may have been the camera. Maybe it didn't. Yeah,
but there's no, I feel so bad for these guys. You're absolutely right.
Plug in that big industrial fan. I need some wind.
In other news.
That's my weatherman voice.
Whoa, hello, weatherman.
Yes, my name is Storm Sutherland. Your weatherman.
Let's go to Chief Meteorologist Storm Sutherland. Storm, how are we looking out there?
Yeah, you know, MJ, things are looking pretty good right now. Let me go here to my storm trekker. 78 degrees right now, Storm Sutherland says. I say that after I give the temperature.
Let's go to Spaztron 12.
That's right. Precipitation, 42%. Humidity, 89%. And wind, 20 miles per hour.
Storm, you're just reading your phone.
Storm Sutherland. Out.
Back to you at the desk.
Can I give the real weather here for
a
second?
Yes, you can.
Let me give the... Hey, Storm, let me do the real weather here.
We got you down 3, 2, and 1.
Well, thank you, Storm.
Go ahead.
Action.
No, but seriously, I felt bad for some of the reporters that had to do reports about, like, nothing. I'm telling you, I don't know what channel I was watching last night. They zoomed in on, like, two kids and like a dad on a balcony at like the Beachcomber, so I don't know, somewhere on like St. Pete. And look, these folks could be from out of town. This could be their first hurricane.
Having lunch on the balcony, beautiful day. I mean, it's weird.
That didn't sound like Storm. Who was that?
Beautiful day. Look at these guys on the balcony. Not that big of a deal, Storm Sutherland.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
No.
Like you have a choice.
Listen, I have no problem talking about it. I don't think my wife is thrilled that I'm talking about it.
Fester's wife's birthday. Allison is... Oh, you have her on the phone.
Yeah, I guess. I'll bring her on.
All right. Hey, Allison, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey there. How are you?
First of all, tomorrow's your birthday. Do you mind telling us how old you're going to be, or you want to keep that secret?
No, she minds. She minds. She has our daughter.
I'm not that old.
My daughter is convinced her mom is 31.
I love you, Allison.
She's a lot younger.
I'm doing the same thing in my house.
Allison's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. And
thank you.
Fester said to me earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday, that Allison only wants one thing for her birthday. And Fester had us guessing, and none of us guessed. And then he told us, and then he said, let's talk about it on the air. I'm like, Fester, you sure you want to talk about this on the air? And Allison, do you want to talk about this on the air or no?
I didn't want to, but he said that we were, so I guess we're talking about it.
Allison, you know how it goes. Sometimes we talk about things we're a little less than comfortable about, but that's okay. That's how the show goes, man.
All right, so who's gonna broach this? Are you going to do it, Fester, or Allison, are you going to tell us what you want for your birthday? I guess the new SUV... And I was going to hook you up with Gary Gordon at Fields BMW, get you an X5, just like Froggy's wife and Roxanne is a Fields BMW X5. What? I'll let you do it. What do you want for your birthday?
I asked for something that women all over get, and I wanted to get Botox. And I have friends that are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. Lots of people get it, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but... He seemed to think it was.
So. I know plenty of folks who get Botox. Where do you think you need Botox, Allison? Because I saw you recently. I didn't see any areas where, oh my God, she's looking all craggly.
Well, I wanted to get it in my forehead and in between my eyes and then kind of where the underneath your eye area. And it was more a preventative thing that I wanted to get so that it can prevent the wrinkles from coming.
Angie,
I asked for it.
She tells me she wants Botox. I'm like, honey, what would you like for your birthday? And then she's like, Botox. And I'm thinking, and the first thing I say is, you don't need Botox. And she looks at me dead face and she says, I don't want my face to move.
Well, all right. Do you have a place to get it? Do you know someone or?
She did the research. She apparently found the place.
All right. And how expensive is it?
It can range anywhere from $200 to $500.
All right. Well,
can I tell them how cheap we are?
No.
We bought a Groupon.
That's not cheap. That's smart. No,
okay. A Groupon for Botox.
you do that for like a sandwich at a restaurant.
I do it for that too.
Oh my God! All right. And Allison, happy birthday! And I got to run. Happy birthday! And
you'll
get your Botox. All right.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.